Spelling It Out, Chapter 2. Morning found Steed up and moving, though he still felt flustered and unsettled from the day before. He considered casting the spell right then, but maybe he'd treat himself to a nice soak in a book, and just a tiny amount of online shopping. It was afternoon before he felt restored enough to try the spell. He went into the kitchen to look it over. Now that he wasn't distracted by the daunting task of locating the plate, he realized the front of the card was entirely the picture of the dish and the note about no substitutions. When he flipped the card to read the spell, he thought that it looked vaguely familiar. It was a strawberry pie recipe, to be baked in a nice decorative pie plate. It was the most expensive pie recipe Steed had ever purchased. Buttons had, he supposed, tried to give him the information for free, and he had declined, had insisted they do things his way. Could he really blame the man? Yes, he could, at least a little. Given the cost, this had to be either a genuine spell or the greatest strawberry pie recipe in the world. He'd have to hope his skills were up to it. It mostly looked like a standard recipe. The packets in the bag were lemon zest, ground cinnamon, and salt, and the only difference he could see between this and a regular pie recipe was to focus on an intention for self-love. He thought he'd rather mastered that the night before. Still, Steed was not arguing with the potentially magic pie recipe. He prepared the crust and put it into the fridge to chill while preparing the filling, doing it to the letter as Buttons had advised. When it was ready, he rolled out the crust, pressing it into the plate, and pouring the filling into the center. He made a lattice over the top, carefully matching the tiny picture squeezed into the card's corner. The pie looked quite pretty, actually, and Steed was proud of his work. Once he placed the pie in the oven for the first part of the baking and began cleaning up the kitchen, he realized that he still had to make dinner for Ed. That was when it finally dawned on him that he had invited Ed Teach to his house for an evening dinner on a Saturday, like one might for a date. Or not a date. It could just be two single men getting together for the evening to share a meal. On a Saturday night, like people casually do. Yes, just the two of them. And Ed had accepted and had typed, looking forward to it. Steed opened the message on his phone. Next to Ed's message was a wink emoji. How had he missed that before? Shit, it's a date. He had made a fucking date. And instead of primping himself within an inch of his life and picking out the perfect outfit, he'd been making a pie. He shrieked a tiny shriek, ready to dash to his bedroom and speed through getting ready, when he remembered that he still had to do something for dinner. His body was flooded with adrenaline, and he was not having a good time. "Stop, Steed, stop," he said. He just needed to take a moment and breathe. First, where was he serving the meal? Kitchen table. Homie had chairs. Second, he needed to check if the kitchen and the path to it were clean. Living room? Yes. Kitchen? Still covered in baking detritus, so he needed to clean that up before he got dressed. Sucking in another breath, he started cleaning while thinking about what to make for dinner. Simple, simple, simple. Pasta, tossed in herbs and oil and a salad. It would taste fine and it would take minimal time. He took another look around the kitchen, confirming that everything was cleaned up and checking the timer on the pie. He lowered the oven temperature and then sprinted to his room. He had time to shower and start on his hair before the pie needed to come out, but he set a backup timer on his phone just in case. He began working his way through his routine, while hoping that he didn't mess up his hair. He ran to the kitchen when the timer went off, pulling out the pie to cool. Then he darted back to his bedroom to finish his hair and tear his wardrobe apart. No, he shouldn't tear his wardrobe apart. What if Ed wanted to see his bedroom? Steed slammed that thought down with all the power left to him. He could not think about that right now. He took a quick glance around the room to make sure it was neat. He usually kept it picked up, and he couldn't see that he'd left out anything embarrassing. He just needed to decide which of his date night outfits he thought would most appeal to Ed. Sweater. He looked great in a nice cable-knit sweater, and maybe Ed would pull it off of him. No, he was already so overheated he would die in a sweater. He dashed into his closet, rapidly looking through his date night collection, no time to panic at all. Did he like Ed? Yes. A lot? Yes. Romantic and slutty, then. He went to an outfit he had never worn before, outside of buying it. He carefully lifted up the shirt on its hanger and ran his hand over the silky fabric, appreciating the sheen. It was white and blousy, meant to be worn open well down his chest, and he'd purchased a pair of tight burgundy pants to go with it. It wasn't subtle. It was a declaration. He had put so much effort into getting this, probably, date, so he was going to give it his all now that he had Ed finally coming over. He could do it. He was adequate. He dressed quickly before going back to the bathroom to finish with his skincare and check over his hair. When he was dressed as well as he could manage on a time crunch, he went back to the kitchen to pull together his dinner ingredients and to check on the cooling pie. Glancing at the clock, he was delighted to see that he was doing this in time. He would have a meal and look nice and not fall apart. He chopped his salad ingredients, mixed his dressing, and started the pasta water. 15 minutes later, when Steed opened the door to Ed, he was dead certain that it was a date. Ed's long silvering hair was pulled into an elegant bun with tendrils framing his face, and his top was... Steed's brain went offline. How was there so much lace? The long-sleeved black blouse was made entirely of floral lace, coming up onto Ed's neck to highlight its elegant length. He was wearing a satiny black bralette underneath the shirt, and Ed had paired it with a structured leather skirt that was hugging his hips and only reached to his mid-thigh. Steed let his eyes trail down Ed's legs to the spike-heeled ankle boots that were adding at least 3 inches to his height. He looked breathtaking. Delectable. Steed wasn't the only one that had decided on a statement outfit. Steed didn't know how he was going to make it through dinner, or really the next 5 minutes, with nothing to stand behind. Tax prep, tire rotation, cleaning the gutters. Steed? Ed looked more than a little concerned. Oh, Ed, he said, so casually. Come in. Thanks for inviting me, Ed said with a small smile. Really neighborly of you. You're more than welcome, Steed said, taking a wine bottle from Ed's hand. Oh, this is lovely, what a good choice, he praised, and Ed just stared at him, mouth a little ajar. Please come on through the kitchen. We'll be eating in there. Steed felt so full of nervous energy that he might be bouncing, but he was holding himself carefully, trying not to let everything inside him overflow. When he looked back at Ed, he found that Ed's eyes were on him, shoulder level. Seeing him looking, Ed shifted his eyes around Steed's living room. Cool space. Love all the books, he said, like his attention had very much been elsewhere. Ed followed Steed into his kitchen. Smells lovely, he said, looking around the space. Steed was especially proud of the kitchen, having remodeled it when he moved in. There were dark teal cabinets and a white island, and golden fixtures hung over it, lighting the space. It was eye-catching but still homey, and Steed loved spending time in there. Anything I can help with? Ed asked. Not at all. Everything is nearly ready, Steed said cheerfully as he slipped an apron over his head. Okay, Ed said, smiling and pulling out a chair at the kitchen table to sit down. Your home is so beautiful, and something smells really delicious. Is that fruit? Steed looked up from his saucepan to meet Ed's enchanting eyes. Oh, thank you. Strawberry on the fruit. I made a pie. The kitchen was the first space I renovated, and it's my favorite room. I've only had the house a couple years, since the divorce. Why had he said that? No one wanted to hear about your ex-spouse on a first date. Tell me about your ex, Ed said earnestly. Steed paused for a moment, bemused, and then said, her name is Mary. She's an artist and a woman, and I'm gay. A lovely person, but rather the wrong ballpark. We never really suited. Was that your... He had nearly asked about the garbage bag man, an incident that he really shouldn't have witnessed. My, Ed asked. Steed sighed. Your ex, with the garbage bags? Oh, sort of. Like, a long time ago. He was just staying with me temporarily. Trashed my bathroom. It was gross, and I was tired of it. Told him to get out. That sounds terrible. Sorry to hear it. Steed drained the pasta and then dropped it into his saucepan to toss with the herbs and oil. He mixed it thoroughly and then dished it onto plates to set on the kitchen table. Ed looked at the plate in front of him, then up at Steed, and smiled. This looks great. Thank you. Let me get your salad and pour the wine. Steed did just that, bringing it all to the table. He looked down to see that he was still wearing the apron, so he took it off and hung it on a hook next to the stove. He sat down on the side of the table next to Ed so they were close but could still look at each other comfortably. Feeling that his shirt was askew, he tugged the fabric to recenter it on his chest and could swear he heard Ed make a small sigh. Steed considered his pasta and realized that, in his haste, he had not only made a meal that was easy to scale, belying his claim that he had too much food to eat by himself, but also that pasta was maybe the worst choice for a date in which he wanted to impress someone. His childhood etiquette lessons would serve well enough for not making a complete mess of himself, but it was a careless, inconsiderate choice. He poked at his noodles with his fork, prepared to twirl them like a pro, when his neighbor, who he had been too intimidated to speak to for nearly 3 months, giggled. Actually giggled. "You know what this makes me think of?" Ed asked. "No?" Steed couldn't begin to guess. "Pasta dates," Ed said, and Steed's heart kicked up hard because Ed had said date, and he knew it was a date probably, but hearing Ed actually say it was entirely something else. "Lady and the Tramp." "Lady and the... you know, with the..." Ed gestured, indicating a long noodle. Steed started to say something, cut himself off, froze. "Surely... did you mean..." "What, Steed, are you asking me to noodle kiss you?" "What? I thought you were asking me to noodle kiss you. I am so confused right now." "Oh, no, I was," Ed said with a grin. Steed barked a surprised laugh, and then straightened his face. "No, that's a terrible way to kiss. Consider the mess. I'd rather just kiss you." Steed snapped his mouth closed. Ed's grin went even wider. "Okay, after dinner then." "Okay?" Steed was smiling, and his chest was warm. And this was going really well, maybe, he hoped. "Good, so then let's eat this pasta, and you can tell me where you go dressed all fancy with an irregular schedule." That made Steed laugh, too. It's a long story, and sort of embarrassing. I'm independently wealthy, so I volunteer at the Science Museum as a docent." "Oh no. Unfortunately for you, I'm a firm believer in eating the rich." "I'm not that wealthy, but you're welcome to eat." Steed clapped his hand over his mouth. Ed started laughing so hard that he was waving his hand in front of his face as he gasped. "Oh my god." "Ignore that last part," Steed said desperately. "So, you said you work from home?" "Yeah, artist. Have a studio space in the back. Semi-retired. Or, well, trying something new." "That sounds fascinating. I know from Mary that artists aren't always ready to show people their works in progress, but I'd love to see it if you'd be willing to share it with me." "I'll let you know. I wouldn't mind you seeing what I'm working on, but I don't know that there's really anything to see yet." Steed tried to imagine what Ed's life had been like to this point. Fascinated that someone had chosen to do the same thing as him, a big midlife change. He wanted to know more. "Okay, so..." Steed looked down at his plate, which he was surprised to note only had a little food left. "Why did you decide to move here?" Cleared out of my old studio space. Wanted something quieter. Downsized. What I was doing before just wasn't fulfilling. I felt trapped by it. Stifled. I wasn't happy." "Been there," Steed agreed, nodding. "So, you like what you do now?" Ed asked. "Love it. I get to spend my time telling people about the most fascinating things. The insect collection." Ed raised an eyebrow. "I don't know that I..." "Let me show you sometime?" Steed asked, his tone so warm and inviting that he wasn't wholly sure if he was really asking Ed to look at the museum's entomological collection, or if he was inviting him to something else entirely. "Let me show you," echoing through his head. "Yeah, I'd like that," Ed responded, voice low and sexy, as if he'd completely heard Steed's unintended subtext. "I'd like that too," Steed said. He noted that they were both done eating. "Would you like more of anything?" "No, want some of that delicious pie I've been smelling," Ed said happily. Steed smiled, picking up their dishes to clear them, and Ed sipped his wine as Steed carried over two smaller plates and then followed it with the pie in the plate he'd gotten from Ed. "So, wait, the pie plate was for this?" "Yes, but I didn't know it at the time. I thought..." Well, never mind what I thought. It was a dessert, not a spell, and Buttons was having one over on him. Still, maybe we should skip dessert. Mate, you cannot sit a pie down in front of me and not let me eat it. It's probably a bad pie, and there's no way that something that looks and smells that good is bad. Please, let me taste it. Steed blushed, just a little. Ed's voice was doing things to him that were making it hard to focus on basic skills, and he couldn't stop looking at his lips, thinking about exactly how much he wanted to kiss him. His phone rang, Mary's tone, and she didn't call unless it was serious. I'm so sorry, I need to take this. He stepped into the living room and answered the call. Mary? Steed, I messaged you and you didn't respond. Did you remember that you promised to take Lewis? Yes, Mary, this is not an emergency. I can call about the kids without... I'm on a date. A date? Why did you answer the call? Because I thought it was an emergency. You didn't tell me you were going on a date. I am not required to... Mary, goodbye. I'll text you later. He could hear Mary cackling as he hung up. He stepped back into the kitchen to find that while he was gone, Ed had served himself a slice of pie. Sorry about that. Steed apologized for the interruption as he sat back at the table. No problem. The pie is delicious. Is it? Maybe you should... Steed reached for Ed's plate, and Ed moved it away from him. Steed, just... Ed made a frustrated little huff, scooped the second fork off the table, sliced off a bite, and then slid the fork into Steed's mouth. It was so good. Steed moaned around the bite. Oh, fuck me. Ed stared, watching as Steed chewed and swallowed, and then said, It's incredible. I think it may be the best pie I've ever tasted. Steed took a second bite of the slice, letting it rest on his tongue and appreciating the texture of the crust compared with the sweetness of the filling. It was heavenly. Maybe not worth $150 plus tax, but really very good. Ed picked up his own fork and broke off a bit more, slipping it into his mouth and making his own satisfied moan as he finished it. Sitting here, sharing a piece of pie and making increasingly erotic sounds as they did so, was charging the atmosphere in a way that was positively crackling. Steed looked at Ed. Ed looked at Steed. There was exactly one thought between them, and Steed really couldn't believe this was happening. Ed kept his eyes on Steed's, intense with desire. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna finish this slice of pie, and then I'm gonna suck your dick, because it's the only way to say thank you for a dessert this good. Steed flushed. I'm pretty sure there are many ways one could thank someone for a good meal. For the best pie I've ever had. For the best pie, but I wouldn't object. Steed said, his voice low but steady. He couldn't believe he had just said that. He was going maybe lightheaded, something to do with all his blood being somewhere else. Glad to hear it, Ed said, continuing to eat the pie. Did you want it right here, or would you like to take me to your bedroom? Here, Steed breathed out, possessed by he didn't know what. He watched as Ed, eyes still on Steed's face, ate the last of his pie, and then tongued over the fork, licking it clean. He sat it down on his plate and sipped his wine. Steed looked at the pie, mouth gone too dry to even consider eating more of it, and took a sip of his own wine, watching the way Ed's throat moved when he swallowed. He tried to get his brain back online to something even remotely responsible. He should probably ask about... Testing? There he went. Mine was 3 weeks ago. All clear. I love a considerate man, Ed said, and Steed's brain jerked to a stop as Ed continued. Same, but a month ago. Ed stood up, reaching out a hand to pull Steed to his feet, and for a moment, Steed thought Ed was gonna kiss him. Before he could lean in, Ed stepped around him to angle the chair out from under the table, and Steed tried not to feel disappointed. Ed reached out and touched Steed's chest, his hand resting on the bare skin exposed by his open shirt, then pushed lightly to encourage Steed to sit again. Then he was sliding down onto his knees in front of Steed's chair. Steed looked down and met his eyes. You really don't... I'd like to, Ed said, keeping his eyes on Steed's. Can I? He asked, reaching for the button of Steed's pants. Yes, please, Steed said softly, and Ed was working his button loose in moments, pulling open Steed's pants and freeing him, before drawing his hand over Steed's cock. Steed's breath was coming quicker, and Ed smiled. "This is lovely, Steed," he said, stroking him to full hardness in moments. "It was so sweet of you to invite me over tonight and to make me such a lovely dinner and delicious dessert. I hope you don't mind that I assumed this might be on offer too." He licked over the head of Steed's cock, and Steed groaned with it. "Not at all. Good. Ed." It turned out that Steed was out of words, which was fine because Ed was out of questions, or so Steed assumed, with the enthusiasm Ed was applying to sucking him. Ed had one hand wrapped around his length and was tonguing under his head in a way that was unraveling him completely. Steed's eyes trailed over Ed's lovely hair and all the skin showing through the long sleeves of his lacy top. He looked so, so hot, and he was... "Oh, God! Ed, stop!" Steed panted out sharply. Ed pulled off immediately. "Everything okay?" "I changed my mind," Steed said firmly. "Oh." Ed looked crestfallen, but quickly replaced it with a neutral expression, moving to brace his hand on the chair and get to his feet. "No, Ed, I want you to come to my bedroom. I want to give you a better experience." Ed ogled him. "You stopped a blowjob because you're worried I'm not..." "Will you kiss me?" "Only if I get to sit in your lap," Ed said, and his seductive smile was back. "Ed, there's no way you can manage in that..." Steed looked at Ed, really looked at him. He could see determination and a hunger that matched his own. "You're sure?" "Very sure." "Okay." Then Steed put a hand on each of Ed's thighs and shoved the skirt up over his hips. Ed moaned as Steed's hand skimmed over his thighs and pulled him down to straddle Steed's lap. Ed leaned forward to rub his cock against Steed's, only a layer of thin, lacy fabric between them. It felt wonderful, and then Ed was bringing his lips to Steed's and they were kissing, lips moving together as Ed continued to work his hips. Maybe coming in his kitchen wasn't such a bad idea, and when Ed rolled his hips again, Steed started to think it might be the only option. He moaned into Ed's mouth, and Ed took advantage of that, pulling Steed's lip between his and biting down. Still, he wanted... "Ed, please, I made a mistake." Ed stopped again. "Mate, come fuck me in my bedroom." "No," Ed said, his voice a little bratty. "I'm only going back there if you agree to fuck me. It's why I have this adorable outfit on, so you would be very tempted to..." "You want..." Steed said. "Yes, I want that," Ed said. "Oh, yes, of course." Steed helped Ed off his lap, ready to abandon whatever food was still out in the kitchen, but Ed shook his head. "I'm gonna need you to cover that pie." "Okay," Steed laughed, carefully tucking himself back into his pants and washing his hands. He got out some plastic wrap to put over the top, and then took Ed's hand to take him back to his bedroom. Steed led him through the living room and had just stepped into the hallway when he felt Ed slowing down behind them. Ed was pulling at his skirt, smoothing over it to find the zipper. "Allow me," Steed said, finding the pull tab and tugging it down, before helping Ed bring the skirt down over his hips, the heavy fabric dropping to the floor. Steed looked down at it, then back up at Ed, pushing him back against the hallway wall and kissing him as he grazed a hand down the curve of his ass. "You look beautiful," he whispered against Ed's lips. "You look beautiful. What is even happening with this shirt? Your tits." Ed splayed his hand over Steed's chest, dragging his palm down over his nipples, teasing his chest hair with his fingers. "What about your shirt? This lace? The way it wraps around you, your tattoos underneath? I've wanted to take it off or look you through it all night. Pick one." "Fuck." Steed leaned in, running his tongue along the top edge of the lace on Ed's neck, while reaching behind him to start thumbing open the covered button securing the collar. "Both. I want both." He continued to loosen the buttons, licking over each newly exposed bit of Ed's skin as he drew the shirt down, finally getting it open enough to pull over Ed's head. He dropped it on top of the skirt, and then came back to himself enough to notice that he had stripped Ed to his pretty black lingerie in the hallway, which was not where he wanted to be. He stepped back, scooping up the discarded clothing, and said, "Please, my bedroom." He carried Ed's lovely date night ensemble to an armchair, straightening out the blouse to drape over the arm and placing the skirt on the seat. Then he turned back to Ed, who was looking at him with something like surprise. "You put together such an alluring look. I want to take care of your nice things," he said, and did not add, "I want the chance to take them off of you again." Instead, he leaned on the chair while he stripped off his socks and shoes. Stepping back toward Ed, he asked softly, "Will you please sit down on the bed?" Ed sat, his eyes still on Steed, soft and hungry at once. Steed joined him on the bed, but kept far enough away to easily pull one of Ed's legs over his lap, stroking a finger down Ed's shin and running it along the top edge of his boot. "These are gorgeous, but I keep having to lean up to kiss you." "I'll take them off." "Keep them on. We're sitting down now, after all." Steed smiled and ran his hand back up Ed's leg, cupping over his calf, before letting Ed's leg slip off his lap so he could move in closer. Ed leaned in, placing his hand over Steed's hip as they resumed kissing. "You're wearing too many clothes," Ed said, laughing. "You said you like this shirt." "Like it better on the floor," Ed said sincerely, and Steed laughed, undoing the buttons at his wrists so he could lift the shirt off. He stood to go place it on the chair with Ed's things, and Ed made a sharp sound behind him, like an exhalation of breath carrying a whimper. Steed looked over his shoulder at Ed, and Ed looked dumbstruck, eyes wide, mouth slightly open. "Ed?" Steed asked, his voice carrying just the slightest edge of panic. "Those fucking pants." Ed made another wheezing sound. "Come back here." Steed placed the shirt on the chair and then came back, still a little confused. "Is there something wrong with them?" "No, except they're so tight over your fucking thighs." Ed's tongue moistened his lips. "I don't know how you can walk in them." Then Ed was inching them down Steed's hips, his thumbs hooking into his briefs as well, undressing him excruciatingly slowly. When Ed had uncovered an entire hip bone, he leaned in to lick over it, before grazing the skin there with his teeth, and Steed shuddered. "Ed," he whispered. Ed repeated the graze, then stroked down Steed's hip with his thumb, before resuming pushing his pants off his legs. Ed bent over, sliding them past Steed's knees. Steed pulled one foot loose, then the other, leaning into Ed for balance. Ed put a hand on each of Steed's hips, pulling him in. "You're not going to stop me again, are you?" he asked, actually sounding a little concerned. Steed laughed. "No, you're exactly where I want you. Or, nearly. Move back just a little, please?" Ed complied, and Steed dropped onto the bed with his knees on either side of Ed's legs, sitting back enough to give them both a little space. Ed apparently had something else in mind as he leaned forward to stroke a finger over Steed's bicep, and then brought their mouths together. Steed let himself get lost in the kiss, feeling the way Ed's tongue was teasing into his mouth and matching it. He reached out a hand for Ed's shoulder, ending up with the heel of his hand on the smooth fabric of Ed's bralette, and he broke the kiss. "So tell me about this," Steed said, gliding a finger along the top of the satiny black material. "Find out for yourself," Ed said huskily. Taking the invitation, Steed dragged his hand down, feeling a hard line under his palm. He sucked in a breath. "Piercing? Can't have them snagging on my pretty lace shirt." "No, we can't have that. May I see them?" "May you?" Ed's smile was a challenge. "Do you think I should take off my top for you, Steed? It seems very forward of me." Steed smirked. "Fine, I hear you. I'm taking this off of you, Ed," he said, watching as Ed nodded his assent. He teased his fingers under the bottom edge of the bralette, pushing it up with both hands, and Ed lifted his arm so that Steed could pull it the rest of the way off. After letting his gaze drag over the tattoos marking Ed's torso, Steed's eyes rested on the piercings. "And now I'm going to see how these feel on my tongue." He leaned in, pressing his tongue against the metal and looking slowly up over Ed's nipple, and then listened to Ed moan above him. "Do you like how that feels?" "Yes," Ed hissed between his teeth. "Did you want to tell me what you had in mind for tonight?" Steed asked as he switched to Ed's other side. "That's very good," Ed said, as Steed continued to work over him. Steed pulled back and smiled. "You want to do this all night?" "What? No, it's just, While you were doing it, I was very focused on... Ed shook his head. No. Did you want me to finish what we started earlier? It'd make it more difficult for me to fuck you, which I believe you already demanded. Steed glanced at his clock, worrying it was getting late, and then giggled. Ed, it's only 8:30. What? Ed followed his sightline, seeing the hour. Huh, guess it saves on time when you don't drive anywhere or go to a restaurant. Did you have anywhere else to be? No, not at all. So, again, both? Both, Ed agreed, shifting Steed off his legs so they were side by side on the bed, and he could position himself to take Steed back in his mouth. Steed reached a finger out to flick under the strap of Ed's lacy G-string. First, take this off for me too, sweetness. I want to be able to touch you without it getting in the way. Take it off yourself, Ed said, again in that bratty tone. And Steed was... he was incredibly into that. Spurred by Ed's teasing, Steed bent down and took the string in his mouth, snapping it with his teeth. Ed gasped as the lacy fabric slid off his cock, and Steed slowly dragged the remnants of it off of him. Ed was now clad solely in the black ankle boots, and Steed could not take his eyes off him. Fuck, you look so good in those, he breathed, and then Ed was on him, resuming sucking him with all the enthusiasm he'd shown in the kitchen, and Steed didn't think he was going to last long. Ed, you might want to... slow. Ed hummed against him, not slowing in the least as he relentlessly worked over him, and Steed was pressing his hands against his own thighs to keep from fucking into Ed's mouth. Apparently, Ed didn't like that. He temporarily pulled away the hand he had around Steed's shaft to move one of Steed's hands to the back of his head before resuming with the same gusto. Ed, I am definitely... Steed was gasping out his breath, the pleasure building and building with an astounding intensity. Oh, fuck. Fuck, Ed! Steed came, hard and panting, hand threaded through the hair on the back of Ed's head, and Ed was swallowing around him, and Steed felt very fucking good. Ed continued to tongue over him for a few moments more before finally releasing him. Steed let his hand slip loose, dropping bonelessly onto his back. What the fuck, Ed? You said we had time for more later, and I wanted to show off one of my best skills. Steed wheezed out a laugh. Okay, well, yes, you were excellent at that. Gold star, sweet pea. Thank you for the demonstration. He laughed helplessly. Give me a minute to recover, and I'll return the favor, though I can't promise. Holy crackers. Ed laughed. What the fuck is holy crackers? And for the record, that's how I felt when I ate the pie, so we're even. No, it's fucking not. Could be. You couldn't see my dick under that skirt. Steed burst into laughter. Okay, fine, maybe, but I still want to taste you, so please? Since you asked. Ready yet? Nope, still don't have bones. 2 minutes and a drink, perhaps? Ed leaned over Steed to capture his mouth, kissing him for well over the 2 minutes. He did it until Steed broke away smiling. Okay, I think I can move again. Steed leaned up, and Ed took one of his hands to help pull him up to sitting. He kissed him one more time before saying, Steed, I want your mouth on me. Steed flushed. The thought that he was experiencing was overwhelming, and he was going to say it, was going to blurt it out. I'm not that good. You know, married to a woman for 20 years. Fuck. Not to say that I haven't. He clamped his silly, annoying mouth closed. Ed looked at him. I feel like you've probably got a pretty good grasp on the mechanics, mate. Didn't mean to... He blew out air, looking somewhere between affection and amusement. I don't think you have any idea how into this I am. You'll be fine, okay? Mm-hmm, Steed nodded, terrified he'd continue to blather on the topic. What on earth was wrong with him? But he knew. He'd built this up so much in his head, and now they were here, and Ed was... He was perfect, and Steed was this... Still, he kept reminding himself that he was adequate. He could make this man come in his mouth, even if he didn't make him orgasm so hard his bones melted away. He resumed kissing Ed, building the need between them as he reached down to take Ed's cock in his hand. It had a lovely heft as he smoothed his fist over the shaft, feeling how hard Ed was already. He pulled away from Ed to move down his body. He licked over the crease of Ed's inner thigh, and Ed exhaled hard, his cock jerking next to Steed's face. Steed grinned, pleased that it was going well so far. Still, what he really wanted was... He pushed Ed's thigh up so it was resting over his shoulder, his leg dangling over Steed's back so he could feel the material of Ed's boot against his skin. Ed angled his foot to make sure the heel wasn't digging in. Steed was doing this. He grasped Ed's cock with his hand and licked over the tip, tasting him as he had wanted to, sliding the head over his tongue to wrap his lips around it, and began sucking Ed in earnest. Steed, that's... Yep. Oh my god. Ed dropped his head back. Fuck. Steed moved his tongue the way he'd learned from a fucking video, a thing he refused to be embarrassed about as he listened to Ed pant above him, felt him shifting his hips with building need. He wanted to give as good as he got, but he hoped that adequate would also be sufficient. He plunged his mouth down before pulling back to tongue over Ed again, adjusting so Ed could thrust into him, but Ed was being gentle. Ed was holding back, hips only just rocking. So Steed increased the pace of his hand and mouth, listening to Ed's sounds until he was sure that Ed was close. Fuck, Ed cried out, and Steed's mouth flooded with his release. He swallowed around him, delighting in the way Ed was shuddering as he came. He wiped off his mouth and then leaned up to peer at Ed's face. That appeared to have been rather more than adequate. Steed removed his boots while Ed recovered his breathing. He teased the laces apart, loosening them enough to ease the boots off Ed's feet. Ed groaned. How does that feel so good? I wasn't even wearing them for that long. Heels, said Steed. He rubbed over Ed's feet. You're staying, right? Absolutely. Okay, what do you want to do? We can read, watch a movie, scroll our phones, look longingly into each other's eyes while we get to know each other better. Steed. What? That last one actually sounds really lovely. Can we get under the covers? Little chilly without you all over me. I can fix that, Steed offered cheerfully. Ed laughed. Covers are fine, but I actually like... Both? Both. Steed pushed Ed's hip up so he could pull the covers up before moving in against him, face to face, their legs intertwining. They grinned at each other. I don't think I've ever been in bed this early before on a date night, Ed said seriously. No, me either, agreed Steed. I think this may be my favorite first date of all time. Me too, Ed said, moving in to kiss Steed again. 2 hours later, they were rehydrated, and had decided that they were going to have a good old-fashioned sleepover. Ed tried to insist on sleeping bags until Steed reminded him that the bed was much more comfortable, especially if they were going to get back to other activities later. They sorted through their sleepover entertainment options via a lively conversation, during which Ed told Steed that he was more than welcome to braid his hair. Steed did as invited, and took Ed's hair down from its bun and ran his fingers through it while Ed made delightful little whimpers. They ended up skipping braiding. They were currently playing a round of Truth or Dare. They'd been at the game for a while and were comfy enough in Steed's bed that they both just kept picking truth so they didn't have to potentially get up. Ed was brushing his fingers along Steed's hairline as he considered his next question. Truth or Dare? Steed sighed, bemused that Ed insisted on strictly sticking to the game format. Truth, Ed. Don't blame me. It's how the game is played. Drunkest you've ever been. Steed snorted. That one's easy. My wedding night. Oh. Yeah, oh. It was really fucking bad. Mary is a lovely woman, but, you know. Steed shrugged, then asked, Where's the weirdest place you've had sex? You didn't ask. Steed giggled. Fine. Truth or dare? Truth. Okay, answer the question. Define weird. I think that's pretty straightforward, Ed. I'm switching to dare. You can't switch. Wanna bet? Ed said, trailing his hand down Steed's back. Ed, said Steed, laughing. How bad could the answer be? Guess you'll never know. Fine. Tell me a secret. Ed leaned forward, putting his mouth by Steed's ear. I'm ready to go again, if you are. That wasn't likely to remain a secret for long. I've been ready for... It's not a competition, Steed. Steed grinned. Didn't mean to imply it was. I'm saying you may be underestimating how into this I am, he said, deliberately echoing Ed from earlier. Sounds serious. Maybe you could show me. I'd love to show you. Steed kissed Ed, nibbling his lip and shifting to angle their hips together. Were you still hoping I'd fuck you? Very much so. Good, Steed said softly, then rolled away toward his nightstand and pulled out lube and a pair of reading glasses. He dropped the glasses on his nose and dug out a strip of condoms, eyeing the expiration date. Ah, perfect. Steed. Ed breathed out, and Steed looked at him. Yes, Ed? Are you going to keep those on? What? Oh, my readers? Steed trailed off, studying Ed's face. Ed looked hungry. Would you like me to? He asked, eyebrows raised. Yes, please. Sure, that's an easy enough request, Steed said, trying to imagine how anyone could find them attractive. But if Ed did, he certainly wasn't going to object. Yes, of course. He tore off a condom, dropped the rest on the nightstand, and scooped up the lube. Do you have any preferences you'd like to tell me about? You know, things you prefer, anything you'd like me to avoid. Ed looked thunderstruck. Ed? He looked at Steed, hopelessly, wordlessly, shook his head, and then finally said, No one's ever asked me before. That can't be right. But Steed was looking at Ed's face, and he could see that he meant it. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I can't imagine what that must be like. I very much want to make sure we're both comfortable here. Will you please tell me anything you don't like? Yeah, of course. Good. For now, I plan to kiss you more and then finger you for as long as you can stand before I... Steed thought about what he really wanted, what he had been longing for. Are you sure you don't want to fuck me? Steed, I asked nicely. Yes, but now that I've seen your lovely cock, I think it's only fair that I have the opportunity to... Did you know it's only 11 p.m.? Ed asked, voice husky. Are you saying... Both, Ed confirmed. End of chapter.